And welcome to Everyday Creation, a show about living our purpose and lifting our vibes for ourselves and the world. I'm Kate Jones, here with a tribute to David Crosby, co-founder of The Byrds and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. This is one of 44 short yet illuminating episodes about significant figures in the music industry who passed away in 2023. My guest, Sheldon Zolden, a longtime writer and newspaper editor, wrote these tributes and recorded them. Here's what he says about Crosby, who died on January 18th of last year.
David Crosby defined death and defined folk rock. Crosby was a co-founder of the Byrds in the mid-1960s and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young later in the decade. Crosby died January 18th in Los Angeles. His wife said he died after a long illness. However, friends said he died in his sleep after a short bout with COVID-19. He was 81. Crosby was as troubled as he was talented. He was kicked out of the Byrds because of his political diatribes and disagreements over what songs to use on their fifth album. He'd already started playing with Stephen Stills and Neil Young when he met Graham Nash, and they formed Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Young would join later. They became one of the most popular groups of the early 1970s. Crosby turned to a solo career during the band's long hiatuses. Crosby's drug use, mostly cocaine and heroin, grew during the 1970s and 80s. He was arrested in Texas in 1982 for possession of cocaine. He continued to abuse drugs for the next 3 years while fighting to stay out of prison. He lost all his appeals and spent 8 months in a Texas prison in 1985. He said being in prison forced him to become sober and saved his life. Crosby survived a liver transplant in 1994, hepatitis C, diabetes, and several heart issues. Crosby wrote dozens of great songs. He wrote our song of the day, Deja Vu, for the CSNY album. The song idea came to him during his first sailing trip. It's as if I've done it before. I knew way more about it than I should have, he said in a 2019 book about Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
This is Kate again. Sheldon also writes Song of the Day, a music-related story sent daily to an email list of subscribers. All of those stories and these tributes include links to the featured songs. In this episode's description, you can link to Deja Vu on the WGCU website, where Sheldon posts once a week, or hear the song on YouTube. In the description, you also can get information and how to join Sheldon's subscriber list. If you enjoyed this tribute, please check out the next one about Barrett Strong, who wrote songs that other performers turned into classics. And please share the tributes with anyone who might appreciate these well-researched glimpses into the lives of the talented people who created some of the music we love. Thank you for listening to Everyday Creation.